Certainly, I mean, it's a massive important thing for me, the audience during a performance, and it's really the thing that differentiates recording and playing live is having that situation between you and the audience, captivating the audience and getting them involved and sharing what you do with them. It's a very interesting psychological thing because you're putting yourself on display, you're presenting what you do in a sense for judgment as much as for people to enjoy. And I think that your own personal psychology is really important, that you know you need to feel that the audience are on your side. And it's very easy to become overly aware of the audience in a negative way sometimes if you're not approaching it in the right way psychologically. It's very interesting with performing a lot with Indian musicians. I mean, particularly some of the South Indian musicians I've worked with, like Vikku Vinayakam and Selva Ganesh. They go on the stage and they'll touch the stage and they'll touch themselves and they go on the riser and they perform. And what that's about actually is them giving themselves over to their deity, if you like, their sort of music deity, and saying, actually, whatever happens here is in the hands of the gods. You know, I'm sort of voicing my performance through the gods. It's not me that's directly responsible, which is an interesting aspect to performing. Not being an overtly religious person myself, I can't really necessarily take the same sentiment on board. But it's really interesting to see how different cultures and different people analyse their performing rituals, if you like.